There is a world between our world and the world of the dead. The underworld. One man walks the banks of both sides, bringing justice from beyond the grave, from beyond the River Styx.
Styx, Season 2, Episode 6, The Heart of the Maze.
The morgue is as cold as my tub of ice. I ain't in the underworld, but still surrounded by the dead. Hattie's body lies on a steel table. Her lie detector brown eyes are open. Her blood is on my hands where I held her, on my shirt where I pulled her face to my chest. I failed her, just like I failed Elise.
Blake. Montrose is here.
I'm sorry, Wayman. He was there in the cell. Cullen Morrow. I watched him.
He faded through the walls, like what you do in Underworld City.
It all makes sense now.
What do you mean it makes sense? Underworld City? Who are you people?
I'm a fraud, Montrose. Like you said, I don't read tea leaves or Ouija boards. I don't hold seances or hear the voices of ghosts.
Then what?
The River Styx, that place you read about in the old myths. It's real. The underworld is real. Like this city or any of the other countless cities you've been to or heard about. You won't see it until you buy the farm. But I can go there like you go to work or home or the grocery store. And so can Xander the Enigma.
I don't believe this.
You didn't believe in vanishing prisoners either.
And Foster. Hattie. She knew?
She should have run for the hills when she found out. But she stayed.
You know why she did, Blake. You need to focus now. You can't walk through walls here. In our world, you're just a man.
So Morrow is even worse somehow?
When I got blown up by the Black Rose, when Elise was killed, I stuck one foot across the River Styx. My body clung to life here while I was in a coma. Someone on the other side helped me back. I'm weaker here, stronger there.
But Morrow?
There are two Morrows. Twins.
Brothers?
They kept each other a secret to become one magician. Xander the Enigma.
Handy way to appear to be two places at once.
They say twins have a connection that can't be severed by distance or time. Not even death. Colin's brother died. Somehow they realized they were still tethered. Maybe through dreams. Colin's life up top gives his twin strength in Underworld City. His brother gives him power here.
That's how he snuck up on all his victims. How he got into your safe and into the evidence room.
But why kill these people? Why kill Hattie?
Colin and his twin keep talking about making real magic.
About using it to turn the world upside down.
To fix it, he said. To make it fair. By killing river folk on the other side and saints up here, I think he's hoping to rip a hole open in the wall between the two planes. Cause the River Styx to flood its banks. Erase the line between life and death.
What would happen then?
I don't know.
So I'm supposed to tell people that there are underworlds and mythic rivers and ghostly killers? They'll lock me up and throw away the key.
The woman the people trusted to tell them the truth is gone.
The city is going to descend into terror. Wayman, what do we do?
Bring her back.
What?
The boatman owes me a life, and he's gonna deliver.
What about Elise?
This city needs a miracle, Drew. Hattie deserves a miracle.
To restore hope.
And hold Underworld City together.
Wayman.
Don't even try to get in my way.
How can I help?
This place got any ice?
The storm ravaging Underworld City has gotten worse. The flickers consume more of the buildings, but the town ain't under yet. I find Conrad, standing in the beaten rain like he deserves it. I fill him in on Morrow's twin, situation up top, and Hattie.
So now this Wraith has the gun and the forge.
And by killing Hattie and the other saints, he's created negative chaos up top.
Enough to thin the barrier between worlds.
Could he bring it down the rest of the way by killing you?
No. He needs to pull the linchpin.
The boatman.
His tower is a fortress. It might slow Xander enough to give us a chance.
For what?
Xander the Enigma is two people. Stronger than me in my world and this one.
You have to attack their connection.
I just said they're both stronger than me.
That's not the only way to strike. Look at how self-doubt, guilt, and sorrow have weakened you. And me. The brothers are connected, but they're still two people.
Turn them against each other somehow?
What do you know about them?
Not enough. But Hattie did. When Colin killed her, he took the article and evidence. There's still something he doesn't want us to know. We have to find her, Conrad. We have to bring her back.
We don't have much time. What was Hattie doing before she died?
Trying to unravel Colin's past.
Trying to unpuzzle the truth.
Don't like the sound of that.
If I'm right about where she is, the ticking clock won't be our only foe. Come on, P.I. I'm coming with you.
With me where?
To the paper, Wayman. The Underworld Times.
This is a little on the nose, don't you think? Souls in the underworld never do exactly what they did up top.
This is no different.
It's huge. There are thousands of souls here. Typing like their lives depend on it.
You've seen the paper sellers on the corners in Underworld City.
Yeah. Very first time I came to this city, McDonough was one. Kept saying he had to get the word out.
People who had something important to tell end up like him.
But the paper he was handing out, they was just gibberish.
These are the souls who create the gibberish. Endlessly typing until they fade.
Who are they, really?
People from up top who thought they had something to say. Thought they knew something everyone else didn't. Never realizing they were just as lost as all the others.
Hattie wouldn't be here. She saw through bullshit. Never spouted it.
She's not a reporter here. Here she works in another section of the paper. Just past this door.
Games. Like the crossword?
Trying to solve a puzzle.
So we just grab her out of here? I don't see any security.
It won't be that easy.
My God, the cubicles. It's a maze of cubicles. I may be wrong, but it sounded a lot like that door just locked behind us.
The only way out is through.
Hattie's in here?
That's my guess. And Wayman? We need to walk quietly.
Why? What else is in there?
You don't want to know.
Ignorance is a bitch. Take my arm. Let's go.
My God, he looks... dead? Not quite. His heartbeat is as slow as it can be without stopping.
And do you really believe he goes where he says he does?
I seem too much not to. The things he knows when he comes back, they always end up being true.
Does it scare you?
Which part?
Knowing there's more after this life? A whole other world?
At first it did. But it's like anything else you learn, after a while you just get back to worrying about pickles of mayo on your next sandwich.
I hate the feeling it gives me.
Like you don't have all the answers? You never did, Montrose. None of us do.
But the system, the city, the law.
It's all just people. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they ain't. What makes them good or not is the decisions they make. That's all the control we got in this life, deciding how we live it.
Until people like Morrow come along and choose for everyone.
That's why the city needs people like you and Hattie, Montrose. The ones they choose to stand up for them. And that's why you need guys like Blake.
The right kind of asshole.
The hammer to swing at the nails.
I've been through a maze like this one before, a long time ago.
What did it hide?
The answer to a question.
Is being vague another one of your gifts, or did you just practice real hard?
I needed to ask how to look farther ahead.
and what it would cost.
Ask who?
Shh, quiet. Do you hear that?
I have it. I have it. I almost have it.
Don't sound good.
Around this corner. Look, but don't be seen.
I almost have it.
It's a soul.
I almost have it. I almost have it. The 9.
He's got some kind of number puzzle in front of him.
It goes here. It has to go here.
Is there an answer? Can he solve it?
Rarely. Most times it...
Yeah! No! Another fail! No!
What's happening to him? Why ain't he fading?
The maze has a hold on him. He won't fade. He'll descend into madness until... he becomes one of those.
Like some kind of jackal.
They wander the maze looking for intruders.
What happens when they find said intruders?
Ever seen ants pull a beetle apart limb by limb?
Okay, you can go back to being vague again. We have to find Hattie before...
Shh. Listen.
I must be missing some letters. Maybe a C. Or an N. Or an R.
Hattie!
Keep it down, Wayman. If those soul jackals get a sniff of us...
Hattie, it's me. It's Blake.
Hattie? I don't know that name. I don't know you.
Sure you do. I helped you with your sister, Lori. You were helping me investigate Xander the Enigma. Then you...
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to solve this puzzle, if you don't mind.
What's wrong with her? The fog can't be that thick yet.
It's the maze. Like the mysteries she was trying to solve up top, it's taken hold of her.
Hattie, I hate to do this, but you're coming whether you want to or not.
Let go of me! I have to solve the puzzle. There's just a few letters missing. Let go!
Stop it, you fool! Let go of her!
What do we do?
Step back. This is a difficult puzzle, isn't it, young lady?
So tricky. It's like...
A letter is missing.
Yeah, it feels like that.
The maze is part of the puzzle. At the center, you'll find your missing letter.
And you can take me there?
If you don't mind taking a blind man's arm, I can.
I don't mind. But keep an eye on that one. He looks shifty.
Well, maybe the maze doesn't have as deep a hold on her as I thought.
Hilarious. Real hilarious.
Those laughs. I hate them.
You and me both. But I hear something else, too.
So do I.
We're close. Is there a left ahead?
Yes.
Take it. And around that corner...
Holy cow!
It's every holy animal but a cow.
Indeed. It's a sphinx.
Wakes me from my dreams.
Lady, you mind keeping it down? We're trying to keep a low profile.
Who is this that speaks to me? You are no soul. You yet live.
Would you like me better if I told you I named my cat after you?
Silence, mortal! I am the guardian of the maze. Only through me may you leave.
Does she have the missing letter to my puzzle?
Yes.
What I have is a question.
We're ready.
No living mortal nor river folk may answer this riddle. Only a soul of the underworld.
I don't want to answer a new riddle. I want to solve my puzzle. I have to.
Hattie, trust me. You need to do this. You don't belong here.
Stop calling me that. I don't know you. Take me back. Take me back to my puzzle.
Oh my God. They're coming. The jackals in the maze.
The only way back is forward, Hattie.
All right. What's the riddle?
I cut deeper than any knife. I heal faster than any bomb. I have turned kings into fugitives and set prisoners free. I am obscured by fog and as plain as day. You can know my face one day and find me a stranger the next. All search for me. Some claim to have found me. But only the wise know I am forever out of reach. Who am I?
I don't know this.
You can do this, Hattie.
I just want to solve my puzzle. I don't know this.
The Hattie I know was made for this.
I'm not the Hattie you know.
That don't sound good.
Check the corridor.
Holy shit, it's a horde of jackals.
Oh my god, I want to wake up. I want to wake up.
They're getting closer.
You'll have to hold them off.
I don't want to be here.
You shouldn't be here. You belong in another place. But here you are.
They're right on top of us.
Answer my riddle, soul, or face your fate.
You cut and you heal. You're plain as day and hidden. I don't know.
They're here. Hattie!
Those things are gonna get us.
Hattie, I know who you are. A rare soul. Kind but strong. Gentle but fierce. The one who is protecting you now, Blake. I told him once that he would fight a great battle, but I never told him he wouldn't fight it alone. You will be with him.
Me?
You have a future, Hattie. That means you can do this now.
I'm trying.
You have courage. You fought for justice for your sister. And you found love.
Hurry! I can't hold them!
You can answer the riddle.
Turn fugitives into kings. Set prisoners free. Only the wise know I am forever out of reach.
There are too many! Hattie!
All search for me. I searched for you. I did. In life. I know you.
Answer, soul.
You are the truth.
You have answered wisely.
The maze. It's gone.
The Sphinx set us free.
Blake?
Hattie, do you remember...
dying?
Yeah.
I do.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You should have forgotten about me a long time ago. And if you weren't gonna, I should have forgotten you.
If you gotta tell yourself to forget someone, it's already too late.
But it ain't too late. Not for you.
Don't you dare use your deal on me. That's for Elise.
Let me do one thing right in my life, Hattie, please.
You're doing something right. You're gonna stop calling Morrow, and I'm gonna help you. It took me dying to see what it is you really do every day. Bringing justice from beyond the grave?
It's a living.
So this is Underworld City. It's worse than I thought.
The rain adds a touch.
But the river, it glows like the stars.
That's what your sister said.
You must be Conrad.
I am.
Thank you for helping me in the maze. What you said back there, I'm not sure I understand.
Let's keep that part between us.
Okay. So are you... are you some kind of...
just someone trying to help Blake save this hellhole, for what it's worth.
Then we have to stop Xander the Enigma.
A.K.A. the Morrow Brothers. The one up top is Colin.
And the one down here is Connor.
Hattie, what did you find? What did Colin take from your office?
A death certificate. Colin and Connor had wiped almost every record of their existence as twins from the archives. But somehow, this slipped through.
How did he die?
A gunshot wound. One that happened the day of the tragedy.
The tragedy that ended Xander the Enigma's show. An accident, maybe? Performing their trick?
There was something else. The certificate also listed Connor's personal effects at the time of his death. He didn't have much on him, but he did have a letter in his pocket. A handwritten note.
If the death certificate slipped...
maybe the letter did too. It's not much to go on, but we've solved cases with less. If you can find this letter... perhaps there's something in there that could... what's wrong, Blake?
Well, I thought you might. After you told me what I needed to know.
Go down river? Where Laurie went?
You'd be safer there, until I can bring you back.
This case ain't my unfinished business, Blake Wayman.
It should be.
You're stuck with me, like it or not.
Then I'll leave you here with Conrad. Once I get the info and stop Colin and Connor, we'll come back and take you to the Boatman's Tower.
Is that the tower standing tall in the middle of the city?
Yeah.
Is it normally on fire?
What? My god. Xander's already going for the kill.
Let's go, Wayman, before it's too late.
We're late to the party, Conrad.
It stinks like sulfur in here.
Bullets from Xander's gun.
And holes blown open in the walls.
Lorelei's song.
My God, Blake, what is that? It's not human.
Dying boatrunners, revealing their true forms.
Xander and Lorelei have reached the boatman. Come on!
Waymon, just in time for the beginning of the end and the end of the beginning.
Connor Morrow, I know who you are.
Then you know you're not strong enough to stop me.
Morrow!
See you up top, Waymon. But my brother and I are united in the new world.
He jumped from the window.
Waymon, over here. Look.
Lorelei's body.
I killed her. So long since I'd killed one of my own.
Boatman. My God.
Hideous. I know. They always said I was hideous. Didn't they, Conrad?
You didn't have to live down to what they thought of you.
So easy to say when you're beautiful.
I gave that up a long time ago.
Is that why you did it? Brought the Forge to Underworld City and armed a wraith? You were gonna try and smuggle him upriver for revenge?
Plans are complicated, Wayman. Motivations are not. We never stop wanting the things we first craved when our minds awoke from the darkness of creation. Remember that.
You can't go yet, you son of a bitch. You owe me a soul.
You failed, Wayman. You, not me. Is this the soul you wanted to save? So pure she is. You don't have to die to go to hell.
Boatman!
Death comes for its master. Goodbye, Wayman.
He's gone.
That don't sound like regular thunder.
It's not.
What then?
Like Xander said, the beginning of the end for Underworld City.
Styx is written, directed, and produced by Matt Rainey. Sound mix and music score by Matt Branson. Sound editing and design by Keonti Perry.
Performed by Brian O'Sullivan, Jen McGurk, John Lacey, Sharon Angela, Alexi Capiello, Alan Smith, Patrick Tutera, Anastasia Matrunin, Michael Garcia, Haley Greenbauer, John Jack Rogers,
Bonnie McNeil, Fira Budeman. Recorded at Acoustical Garden in Los Angeles, California. Season 2 of Styx is dedicated to the memory of K. Patrick Tutera, who played Lupo, Lickspittle, and more. He was a passionate performer and a fierce friend. He will be missed.